Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Good news for Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, he, with late night show hosts being canceled, Stephen Colbert getting the word that his show is getting canceled next May. Jimmy Fallon got an affirmation from his bosses at NBC yesterday. It's being reported that he got a contract extension, which will keep him on The Tonight Show until 2028. He will continue with that, and I guess he's hosting the new version of Password now that's on NBC, and a new reality show that's called On Brand. He has been the host of The Tonight Show since 2014, so congrats to him.
And Stephen Colbert got a new job, sort of.
Yeah, well, no, he did sort of get a new job, but it's been nothing but bad news for him lately. Interestingly, he got a job on the same network that just canceled him. He's going to be a guest star on the CBS series Elsbeth. The series has had multiple guest stars in each of its first two seasons. And Stephen Colbert, how about this for a stretch, will be playing a late-night talk show host, something that he's done for the last 10 years. CBS announced his cancellation starting next May of the late-night franchise on that network.
Some disturbing news this morning from the city of Aurora. What happened?
Yeah, this is very, very disturbing to me because it's the lack of funding problems with the city of Aurora, apparently, but it's a huge blow to the local theater scene in Chicago. Last night, announcement went out on social media last night, and they sent me press releases that read basically that the city of Aurora, suffering from budgetary constraints, is cutting funding that would have that was slated to go to the Paramount Theater complexes by 65%. That's enormous. And this money had already been accounted for going into 2026. So what all of this means is that the sudden cut resulted in a number of job losses yesterday. Part-time and full-time employees of the various Paramount theaters there, which is the actual Paramount Theater itself, the Copley Theater, which is right across the street, the Stolpe Island Theater, which is where Million Dollar Quartet is running right around the corner from the Paramount, and also the River Edge Park, which is their like a big outdoor venue, which is, half a mile away from the Paramount, something like that, that all of that is going to be reduced. But the biggest problem here is going to be for the Copley Theater, which was a smaller stage theater that they opened a couple of years ago. It has been nothing but a critical success with the shows that they've been running. It's sort of been compared to the Steppenwolf Theater, sort of a suburban Steppenwolf Theater, smaller plays, original plays, really fantastic productions that they've been putting on. They have announced that their current production, which just opened a few weeks ago, is going to be closing at the end of the month. It's called True West. And they had planned productions of the plays Covenant and also Ride the Cyclone. Those have been altogether canceled. But there are some major, major cutbacks at the Paramount, the Paramount Theater complexes, the four venues that I'm talking about, which is, really ironic because there has been no other driver of people into downtown Aurora than the Paramount Theaters and its production. The number of people that they have brought into downtown Aurora, They estimate 630,000 people have come into downtown Aurora to go to one of their venues. 83% of them are from outside of Aurora, bringing their entertainment dollars, their restaurant dollars, their shopping dollars, bringing all kinds of financial incentives to downtown Aurora. The new mayor of the city of Aurora, according to a release that went out last night from Actors Equity Association, this is a labor organization that represents professional actors and stage managers. They sent something out last night saying that the new mayor there, John Leish, said that he would be supporting the Paramount Theater when he was, you know, running for election, that, you know, we need to support the arts. And, you know, here is the arts being cut in the city of Aurora. So I know this whole thing is not over with. I know they're still working on it, but right now it is not good for the Paramount. It's not good for so many people who work so hard, part-time and full-time, who lost their jobs yesterday as a result of all of this. That's a huge budgetary cut, 65%, especially considering that they already accounted for it for through 2026.
You'd think with 630,000 people coming into the theater, a lot of money now will be lost.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly correct. With this, you know, the Copley Theater brought a lot of people. That's the one that's going to be closing, basically. The current production will close at the end of the month, and the rest of the productions they had planned for the rest of the year are completely canceled. So basically, the Copley Theater is going to be closing for how long, we don't know. But they're going to be cutbacks at the main Paramount Theater, at Stolb Island, at River's Edge. There's going to be a lot of money that is lost that will now not be coming into the city of Aurora as a result of this. I hope they reconsider all this.
Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that today. Okay, this is why I'm way behind John Williams and Lisa Dent in duck adoptions. It's because I'm supposed to read this. I'm getting quacky for a good cause. What I will say is, the Special Olympics Illinois Ducky Derby is this Thursday. That's when they throw those rubber ducks into the river. And it's all for a great cause, supporting the incredible athletes of Special Olympics Illinois. And if you go to this website, you can adopt a duck, help the cause, and maybe win a prize. And we suggest you adopt a duck on our team. Go to WGNradio.com/duck to adopt your ducks. WGNradio.com/duck. 823.
Don't you think that more people would adopt a duck on your team if you actually dressed up like a duck yourself and then also jumped into the river while the ducks are being dumped into there?
Don't give anybody here at the station any more ideas about
attention
duck
promotion
fun.
Department.
So Stevie Nicks, she was not supposed to be in Chicago for a concert, but now has she canceled everything now?
She has for now, yeah. She is suffering a fractured shoulder. Apparently, you know, wearing those veils all these years has taken its toll.
You think?
On her body. Details about her health, anything more than that, has not been released. Exactly what happened, etc. But on her Instagram account, she did say that concerts for August and September are all canceled. They will be rescheduled. She said she plans on resuming the tour. They're targeting the beginning of October right now in Portland, Oregon. But as Bob said, she didn't have anything set in the Chicago area anyway. But, you know, we are wishing her a speedy recovery.
Saw her with Billy Joel last summer. Fantastic.
Yeah, she was pretty great, yeah.
How's Bob Odenkirk doing?
Bob Odenkirk is fantastic. He was made the rounds in Chicago yesterday for his new movie that's coming out. Remember a couple of years ago, he you know, does this action movie. Suddenly he's like Liam Neeson or Bruce Willis or, you know, somebody like that with full Jackie Chan really is maybe even a better description of what he's like. He is a bona fide action star now, in addition to being Emmy nominated for Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. He was just nominated for a Tony Award for his performance in Glengarry Glen Ross on Broadway. And now this new movie that's going to be coming out a week from Friday, Nobody 2, is about to hit the screens. We talked to him about his health, which was so publicized, having a heart attack a couple of years ago, and also how much he loved doing this new movie.
I do. I was surprised at how much I love it. You know, I had a crazy notion that I might be able to do this because of the character I played on Better Call Saul, who was like a striver who never quits, essentially an action character, except I didn't fight. And I thought, well, I'm in pretty good shape. This is before the heart attack. And I could train, and I'd be willing to train.
I was going to ask you how you're doing since the heart attack, but clearly,
great.
If you're swimming the length of Lake Michigan and doing action movies.
Well, I take my, you know, statin, and I take my aspirin, and I take my metoprolol. Come on, all you guys are taking this, right? Do you know what I mean? And the training actually helped me survive that heart attack because it kind of enlarged my veins around my heart. So the part that got shut down, I was still getting blood to my heart through CPR. So I have almost no scarring at all on my heart, even though it was 15 minutes before there was an AED.
Oh, my God, how scary.
Yeah, and so exercise.
Yeah, that's his advice to everybody. Get out there and do some exercise. The day before yesterday, he and Jeff Garland, who is also in town, they've been going to Cubs games the last couple of days.
Yeah,
they go out to Lake Michigan. Bob Odenkirk jumps in the lake. He jumps in the water and swims pretty far out, and then swims like the length from about Oak Street up to North Avenue.
Wow.
In the water, you know, heart attack survivor doing all this. He looks so healthy. He has never looked better. He is working on a whole bunch of projects, but he said that he is also going to be taking some time off and, you know, finding a good life balance. That seems to be the key for him right now.
That's great. He's a super nice guy. And when he does all that swimming, Jeff Garland watches from the shore, doesn't he?
Jeff was eating pudding from the shoreline while Bob was
of course
doing laps. Right.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.